It is the review on the Anfield Wrap after Crystal Palace 0, Liverpool 0. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. So go through that draw and Neil, we'll start with the team selection, which is quite conversation worthy in itself. Darwin Nunez missing out is a blow. That's probably something that they might have been able to plan for, considering he's been carrying this knock for a little bit. I'd argue Joe Gomez missing out and being ruled out is a blow. For Liverpool, even though there's arguments about him going back to back in terms of midweek and weekend games. But I want to touch on Liverpool's midfield combinations this season. I think this is another example of it lacking both variance and balance. And I think you can make an argument that's summed up no more so than in the substitution, as in the type of player that comes on for the type of player. I don't think that follows any particular pattern. I think it's just the case that you need to get one player off and you're getting one player on and they're coming on with, and they've both got very different jobs. But let's take a couple of players, and I'll circle back around to a question at some point. But let's take a couple of players as an example. Take Curtis Jones. Last season, well above league average for dribbles and deep progression success. Now, there's games like Southampton away last season where Liverpool really needed results. He ends up top in Liverpool's passes and touches, defensive actions, counter pressures, XG chain. The reason I mention Jones is because I know that he's not been available a lot through injury, but he's a player who adds a certain type of thing to a midfield. He's got a certain set of attributes which, you know, for certain games you can use, you can bring in, you can have. And then there's someone like Chamberlain, who, for whatever reason, he's just not getting a look in at the minute and seems to be completely untrusted in a midfield position and on the pitch in general. And I mention those two players because through different reasons, they've been out of the Liverpool side. But ultimately, the players who in the past have fitted Liverpool for certain jobs and for certain moments in a season and for certain games, and I'd argue games like this one, whereby Liverpool need, off the back of a really hefty midweek fixture, to just get themselves through 90, to just be better in certain patches of a game, to get out there with the points. And it doesn't happen. And again, we're all sort of looking in an inquest as to why it's gone wrong at Liverpool's midfield.